Speak Easy Studios. Speak and be heard.
What effect does stress have on your life? How does it affect your relationships? What about your business? My name is Lynn LaSalle of It's Why, and my clients call me the identity coach because they discover how to take back control of who they want to be and how they react to stress. This message needed to get out to a larger group of people. So I created a group that helps people identify and manage the stress they never realized they had. We're going to explore questions that challenge you to find your inner power that got buried so deep within because of that stress and take back control of the situations that caused that stress in your daily life. A small change can make the biggest difference. You make the difference.
Welcome back to this week's episode of IPP Thursday. If you're coming back again to listen to this week's episode, I am so glad you're here. And if you're new, I'm excited that you're joining us today. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think we may not necessarily think about all the time. So here's my question for you. What can make a deadline feel like a struggle? What's the benefit of exceeding or meeting deadlines? So think about this. What is a deadline? A deadline is really a timeline. Is that a timeline that's been imposed on you, given to you, invited you to, or is it a timeline that you set for yourself? It can really apply to a bunch of things. And it's important to really clarify which way you're looking at it. You think about this as well. Do you want to get something done before it's actually due so it's off your mind? Or is it something that you feel like you get pressed right up against the end because now you just like have to get it done and it's boom, 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 pressed up against that last minute? Well, what's important to think about is what's to gain, what's to lose? And that's really something only you can answer. What is to gain if you achieve a deadline, exceed a deadline, or actually maybe miss a deadline or timeline? Is it business or is it personal or is it a combination of both? It's really important to determine that. So you may be wondering, how can I figure that out? Okay, well, maybe you should ask yourself this question. How are you affected when others don't meet the deadlines that you're connected with? Interesting question, right? When you think about it, how do you feel when someone else is supposed to be helping you with something and they don't do their part on time or even ahead of time? How does that make you feel? How does that affect how and when you achieve your goal? So maybe an example. Let's see. Can you think of one? If you have an example that's a perfect ideal to share with us, please post it in the comments. We really want to hear what you have to say because something that you've already gone through can really help somebody else achieve their goals because it may not be something that they've ever thought of. How does it affect someone else if you don't do your part on that deadline for a successful timeline? Let me see. Maybe I can think of something. Well, let's take this podcast, for example. Honestly, if I don't make sure that I'm making this podcast for you to listen to on time, then if you come back to listen on IPP Thursday and there's no episode for you to hear, I've missed my deadline and you don't get to hear this week's episode. That's kind of a bummer, don't you think? You've made the time to reach out and listen, and I wasn't effective enough to make the time to make sure that it was there for you. It's a simple example, but it makes sense, right? Or how about an even simpler example? The average dinner time is about 6 p.m. Your whole family is home and you decide you're going to stop at the mall and do some shopping to pick up some stuff that you need for a gift or whatever. And you don't get home until 7, but you were supposed to make dinner for your family. Well, that was a timeline that other people expected you to meet. And you might have not have considered that and just gone shopping. So These are simple little examples, and they're probably like everyday things that happen. And sometimes we may forget, not think about things, and aren't effective enough to put it forward. But when you think about how you would feel, it really makes a difference, right? So how does having a deadline for some things affect other things? We kind of just talked about that just a little bit. Not only affects other things, it does affect other people. And that's something that we should definitely keep in mind. So maybe what's important to think about next is what can distract you from meeting deadlines? What comes up that makes it hard to just stay focused on getting the job done, whatever that is? Where do we get distracted? And can we do something to avoid that distraction to make it better? If you think about what it would mean to be able to effectively beat or meet your deadlines, maybe communicate with those that those deadlines or timelines are connected with and see how you can be effective together. How do you think that would affect your overall success and well-being? Something to think about for sure. I want to thank you for coming back and listening to this week's episode of IPP Thursday. And I hope that if you were here for the first time, you will come back and join us next week. And if you are a continued listener, And if you are a continued listener, we're so glad to have you back here with us. And we look forward to having you continue on with us for each continuing episode. So thank you so much for listening. We look forward to having you back here next week. Have a powerful week. Enjoy your weekend. And we'll see you next week at IPP Thursday.